Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, Home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, September 24th through Thursday, September 30th, 2021. September 24th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when your faith is attacked, Satan is chipping away at the heart of your spirituality. Do not think on human terms in regards to matters of faith. Earthbound reason opposes faith. In worldly terms, you cannot substantiate your faith. Stay in a close relationship with my spirit, and you will be able to believe in your heart all matters of faith. Concede that there are some areas of faith which are unexplainable on a human level. Do not get caught up thinking only by reason. My flock is decreasing by merit of such uninspired reasoning. Stay close to the truths of the faith through Mary, protectress of the faith. These are the times when mankind is only inspired by human efforts. The faith in your heart is the ark you must shelter in amidst this flood of disbelief in the world these days." A note is given to read James chapter 1, 2 through 4. "Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Each moment in time brings the world closer to my judgment. However, few live as if this was a possibility. Days pass into weeks and weeks into months. But earth continues in its mistakes, sliding farther from readiness in accountability to me. I have offered the citizens of the world my only begotten Son. To some, this has made a difference and conversions resulted. But to most, they have made free will their God. My Son will not return in the midst of fervent faith, but in the disquiet of disbelief. The Antichrist is preparing his entrance to popularity. He will mount his throne of errors and deceit, bringing a multitude to their perdition. Now is the hour when I speak to grab the attention of the public and expose the evil plans of Antichrist. Pay attention. Do not belittle my efforts with your disbelief." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. "The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, posture yourselves as holy. Do not keep this hidden from those you meet. This is the best way to evangelize. This effort needs to be genuine and unpretentious. The practice of humility is your stepping stone. Any virtue is only as deep as it is genuine. Never set out trying to impress others with your personal holiness. Let your holiness be a part of your persona, natural, and a part of you. Be my prayer partner as much as I am united with you in prayer. Let us have the same goals, the conversion of the heart of the world through the conversion of each soul. Surrender every petition to me, as my grace is the solution to every problem. When you forget a need, I remember it, for I am all-knowing and forever present to you as much as you believe I am." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through 5. "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My anointing will be upon the people where they are at midnight, dawning on October 7th. There will be no midnight prayer service on the property. They should bring with them any artifacts on October 7th that they wish the Holy Mother to bless at that service." September 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, prepare your hearts ahead of time for the apparition and blessing the Holy Mother will impart the afternoon of the feast of her Holy Rosary. Do this by prayer and sacrifice, many little sacrifices. Each time a message or a blessing is imparted to the world, it is to convict my children of where they stand before me and to give each one courage to move ahead. This most blessed apparition will be for the same reasons. Stand as sentinels for the approach of these graces. Let holy love stand guard over your hearts, your minds, and your pastimes. Make room in your hearts for new grace through the power of prayer. As always, I will preside over the prayer service, but that day I will allow the Blessed Mother her moment to speak and to appear. Not many will see her, but many will leave more holy than when they came. Wherever you pray, let my grace prevail through your humility and meekness of heart." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. September 28th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, if you are a warrior of truth, then you are part of the faithful remnant. The truth, of course, is holy love. The faithful remnant must remain united in the truth which will carry you through these days of torment into the final victory. It is for the truth to be the victory of these times that I continue to address you. Do not be misled by any evil which Satan designs to convolute the pure truth of holy love. My victory awaits in the wings as each of you is tested. Support one another with prayer. Use holy water as a barrier against evil. Do not fall into the evil trap of taking pride in Satan's attacks. Just oppose the evil. I am on your side. Amen. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. False asceticism. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and enjoin abstinence from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. For then it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 29th, 2021. The Feast of the Archangels, St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, behold, I am with you as you prepare your hearts for the upcoming prayer event and apparition of Mary Most Holy. Free your hearts of all unforgiveness, as that is the greatest barrier to grace. Within this process, make a special effort to forgive yourself. When your heart is most free of all these impediments to grace, I am free to ask the Holy Virgin to fill your hearts with every grace, deserving and undeserving. She is incapable of refusing me anything. As you are readying your hearts today on the Feast of the Great Archangels, ask their assistance in securing peace of heart as the apparition approaches. They are filled with joyful anticipation as the day approaches and will be happy to help you. It is always and only your free will which stands between us. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 14. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And over all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Another note is given to read Revelations chapter 12, 7 through 8. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 30th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Satan's reign of immorality is about to implode. He has been using modern forms of technology, entertainment, transportation, and distorted intellect to place pleasure and money ahead of my commandments. This will change, as more and more will turn to me when their shallow solutions fail. Through many errors, they will be made to see the path of light and truth. With difficulty, the sinner will repent. The more debase the sinner, the greater his conversion. Events in the world will change hearts. Those who are against holy love in hearts will make strong efforts towards recompense. I am referring to times ahead when the dangers of sin will become the light drawing my children back to me. This will be a spiritual awakening, a spiritual Sodom and Gomorrah. A note is given to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, 16 through 17. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not kill. Another note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let everyone turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.